Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside B. Scott with Figgy Fig on the steel wheels here on this Friday for In the Loop. But still, we got some confessions to make. If the missus is listening, she might not like it. We just became members of Costco. I don't know if you guys have the Costco membership or have ever been Costco members.
I don't, but I need to get that. Same. I keep saying the same thing. I've been with Sam's Club since the beginning of the time.
I was always a Sam. My family, growing up, we were Sam's Club.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Yeah, but I do want to switch over to Costco.
Yeah, and there's way too many people living in my house for me to not be on it. I don't know how I'm not. Because you want to talk about buying in bulk?
Yeah.
Man with three kids should be buying in bulk. And for whatever reason, I'm not, but I need to get there, though.
It is good for that, of course. That's the advantage, buying in bulk. A lot of the other stuff, though, I have to admit, because we've been Costco members here only for maybe like a month now, so we've got done just a few runs. The people in there are crazy. It's busy. You're trying to push your cart. Everyone, you have, you know, it's not the most convenient. They call them warehouses. It's not the most convenient place to work around. And then they have all the samples, the free samples, which is another perk. But then the lines for that are crazy, and people are cutting off each other to get
out. It's not really efficient.
No. I'm like, oh, they just brought out new food. So it's tough just pushing your cart around. That's number one. Number two is buying in bulk is great, but then you get like a 5-pound bag of vegetables, and you're just like, everything's big, and you don't have space for it. And like, what am I going to do with this? I got this 5-pound bag of vegetables. Sometimes it is a little easier just to get like the smaller amount for the here and now.
Yeah.
They only take Visa, so that's annoying, and I always forget, and I try to go pay with a card, and then like, why? What's happening? Why is this not working? And then the attendant comes over, and actually, we only take Visa here. And I'm like, oh, well, that's, you know, now I can't get the rewards on my card, on my other card.
They only do Visa?
They strict around there, ain't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Do they do Apple Pay?
No.
Oh, that's insane, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if I'm going to get a membership now, man.
Oh, boy, sorry,
strict.
Costco.
Strict.
And the other thing, too, is I always prefer the self-checkout, but they don't leave the guns at the checkout. The one attendant for the whole self-checkout holds the gun. And so because you're buying in bulk, these things are big. Like, I don't want to have to take it out of the cart, try to flip this thing over to scan it. It's all big.
Damn,
you're buying
that old school?
Yeah, you got to call them over. They'll come over, but if they're helping someone else, like you got to wait. Like, oh, do you need my help? And then they'll just scan everything in the cart. It's like, why not just leave that at each register? So I love the $1.50 hot dogs. I do love the ability to buy in bulk. There's plenty of positives. I'm not completely shooting down Costco, but after making a few runs to Costco, it's like, this could be a lot more efficient or a lot better. What do we do for such a big, everyone knows Costco. There's so many people that have memberships. It's so popular. We got to clean up some of this stuff. Let's get a little more efficient.
Hey, look, you want to scare me away? Make the place busy.
Yeah.
Man, I do not like a busy anything. It's the busy. Reason why I go to the grocery store on like, you know, Thursday at 1 o'clock. Yeah. The reason why I go to the barbershop Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? Like if the busier it is, the less likely I am to participate in whatever it is you got going on over there.
They do have, if you get a certain membership, you get specific hours just for you. So that's supposed to help. I have not gone during those hours, so I don't know how less busy they are. But it's very busy in there. And then the free samples, which are great, but it's like feeding time at the zoo. And everyone just comes stampeding over to get a little slice of something. It can get crazy.
That's the worst, man. That's the reason why I don't really do grocery shopping or go to the grocery store on a Sunday, HEB on a Sunday or maybe a Saturday. I try to go on a random ass Wednesday in the evening when nobody is really trying to grocery shop.
Yeah.
I don't like a crowded place.
Yeah, I only go in for a couple of things. If I need a bunch of stuff, we are now curbside people. Yeah, like we'll order now. Now that can go wrong because sometimes it depends on who shops for you.
Yes,
like you got you pray you get a good curbside attendant, if you will. But that is our route,
dude. That's to me. That's more worth it than just going in a busy grocery store. To me, man.
Yeah, yeah. We're very faithful curbsiders.
Yeah, you want to talk about unpredictable? The Rockets might not be that unpredictable, but sometimes those curbside orders,
yeah,
are unpredictable.
It can go wrong sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what you're getting. I do like Costco. We just got to clean it up a little bit. Let's be a little more efficient. That's all.
So y'all know I love our morning guys, as we all do. Seth Payne, Sean Pendergast, check them out from 6 to 10. Every weekday morning. But I do get uncomfortable hearing our morning guys ripping Mike McDaniel. And it's not because it's not justified. Look, the results are there. I can't argue with any of the points that are being made. But I do like the idea of a Mike McDaniel type succeeding in the NFL. Like, for me, it's like I'm rooting for Mike McDaniel, but it doesn't have anything to do with him personally or specifically. I don't have a connection to Mike McDaniel. It's more so about what he represents. Like, he's the antithesis of the jock or how you might stereotypically draw up your football coach. And so I'm rooting for that, not because of him again, but because I feel like there is a place in the game for the nerds or for the stoners or for the unconventional football types, you know? So, like, I want him to succeed. I hate that in some ways that he's not, because it lends itself to a lot of the mockery that you hear on the, and justifiably so, on the morning show of Mike McDaniel. It makes me uncomfortable because I want a type like that to succeed.
I get that. I was a big Mike McDaniel guy when he was first hired. For those reasons you just said, like, I love this. He's so different. He's quirky. He's silly. He's unique. I like this guy. Then I have to admit, even for me, it's just gotten old. I mean, when you lose, that also hurts. It's hard to go up there and stammer your way through a press conference when the team's 1-4. But just, I don't know, everything about it's just worn on me. And
yeah, well, it's the loser. It's got to be the loser. Like, if they were winning, I feel like people like, man, look at this cool guy, you know, and look at the Dolphins, a cool story. But the fact that they're losing and he's kind of weird and it's like, man, what are we doing here? That's kind of how it feels for a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess that would be. I guess it'd still be fun if they were winning. The other thing that did kind of rub me the wrong way is just, like, how much he did kind of lean into himself with that glow up. And I thought, like, it's a bit too much.
Come on, man. Don't hate on the drip.
That's the other thing, too. Now that they're 1-4, you see people like, look at him with these Louis Vuitton glasses on the side. Like, or why is he dressed like that? But when they were winning, it's like, man, look at the swag on this dude with the Louis Vuitton glasses on the sideline, the Gucci shoes rocking on the sideline.
I'm with it.
I like it. I kind of like it, too. I kind of like it, too. And I think he gonna make a damn good offensive coordinator somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm sure somebody be knocking down his door trying to have him call plays, because I think he's good with calling plays and stuff like that. I know everybody ain't built to be a head football coach of a whole team like that. Maybe he is, maybe he ain't. But I thought he was kind of cool. I think it was even cooler when I found out he was actually a black guy. I didn't even think he was black at first.
Yeah, and I ain't giving him that much credit. I'm just saying. We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah,
he does have a black grandparent, but we got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think he has the makeup to be a good head coach. But
it might be him. Maybe he doesn't, but I hope that he's not representative. Like, he doesn't ruin it, or I don't want to say that he ruins it, but the thought of him doesn't ruin it for the next guy that's unconventional, if that makes sense.
That's why I love Lane Kiffin, because I think he's unconventional. Maybe not to the degree of Mike McDaniel, but I think Lane Kiffin really puts himself out there, and he talks trash, and he does, like, silly videos with his daughters and everything, and sometimes it's a little awkward and puts himself in hot water, but I've always loved Lane because, yeah, I think he's different, and he's willing to go after people and speak his mind, and I appreciate that. So I get it. It's just Mike McDaniel. He's just kind of, he's worn me out at this point.
I think the other person I was kind of rooting for a little bit too, just on the nerdy side alone, was Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
Because he had the background with PFF?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He used to work there and all that stuff. And now I'm like, dang, just imagine if he did succeed as an offensive coordinator, eventually got a head coaching job and succeeded there. Now people going to be looking at PFF for some nerdy guys that could potentially be a head coach and some type of offensive guru.
And not a coincidence that that's where Bobby Slowick landed. He's some type of offensive assistant for the Dolphins, of course, where the nerds are. And I think his brother works there, too.
There you go. Next year, Mike McDaniel comes to Houston to be the OC. And he brings Bobby Slowick back.
Bobby Slowick back.
That's like an analyst.
That would be hilarious.
It really would be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I want to say the last week or two, this app been kind of going around and videos have been made. It's an app called Sora AI. And this is exactly what you think it is. It's an AI app that create videos that look real. And so the last couple videos that have been circulating around are AI videos of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Tupac, Biggie, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and so many more people in the WWE ring just kind of talking trash. I gotta confess, man, I kind of been enjoying these videos way more than I should.
Whoa,
man.
Whoa.
Yeah,
big.
Like, I've been enjoying them way too much. Every time I see them come across the timeline, I stop and watch,
this
man.
Is dark, dog.
Yeah,
this
it's bad.
Man. Wait
and,
a minute.
And I know, I want to say it was Robin Williams. It was one of Robin Williams, too. I haven't seen that one. But I saw his daughter. Her name is Zelda, by the way, which I really like. So that shows you he was a kind of a gamer back in the day. But his daughter made a tweet pretty much saying, "Can you stop making videos of my dad?" And Martin Luther King's daughter, I think her name is Bernice.
Yeah.
She piggybacked off of that tweet pretty much saying the same thing about her dad. But, man, these videos are hilarious, man.
That's
just
crazy.
Yeah, they showed a video, an AI video of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X pretty much trash talking each other all in the WWE ring. They show fights. They show a video of, I want to say it was George Washington in the ring. The president, George Washington. And then all of a sudden you see Abraham Lincoln coming down the tunnel. Getting ready to fight these
dudes. Y'all remember
this AI stuff is crazy, man.
I know y'all remember Celebrity Deathmatch from back in the day.
Loved it.
Yes. Could you imagine an Abe Lincoln, George Washington Celebrity Deathmatch, or not to be anti-black, but the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X Celebrity Deathmatch? You
dude,
know what I mean? Like the,
you got
the,
that right now with this, man. This AI stuff is getting insane. I think the scary part is that. The Tupac and Biggie one, they kind of showed, I seen some videos of them just doing a podcast, which is really crazy because they died in the 90s, but they had Tupac and Biggie on a podcast with a new iPhone.
That's
just
wild.
Yeah, man, this AI stuff is getting insane.
I saw one with Tupac and Nipsey Hussle at a Lakers game. Like they were like sitting courtside. I didn't watch the video. I just saw it kind of the preview in my reels, and I was just like mind bleep by it because I know that Tupac and Nipsey did not live in the... They're both dead, obviously.
They didn't
and
cross each other.
They wouldn't have crossed each other's paths because they're from two totally different generations. So it was just a wild image. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
It reminds me of... Did you guys ever see the Dave Chappelle, the Chappelle Show skit about Tupac? The new Tupac songs that always seem to come out?
Oh, yeah.
And he's in the club and the new song comes
out. And he was talking about something current.
Yeah, and then he's talking about the people. You know, Dave Chappelle, you got two kids and a wife at go home.
Yeah.
Calling out people like in the crowd. It's such a great skit.
Yeah. Could you imagine Dave Chappelle with AI now?
Oh, man.
How crazy that show could be?
Yeah. Man. This stuff is getting out of control, though, because I know they're having fun with the people that's no longer here, but just imagine when you start doing stuff with people that is here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then now you might get some lawsuits and stuff like that. I know Taylor Swift sued somebody.
Right.
Over, I think it was some type of, was it Deep Think?
Deep Fake.
Deep Fake.
Yeah.
Some type
of weird photo.
Yeah, it was an inappropriate photo. And so just imagine when people start doing videos like this with current people that's still around, that's going to make them look bad or hurt their image.
Yeah.
To the point we got to be like, is this fake or is this AI or is this real?
Yeah.
So that's where it's going.
Yeah. We've already seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to get real tricky, man.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. AI duping a lot of people and has the potential to dupe a lot of people. Voice, video, all of it, man. It's a scary time. Scary time for sure.
Yeah, it can be. Those are our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Thank you. On the text line, someone said, need to get in the gym if picking things up out of the cart is hard. Appreciate you, 972.
Oh, God.
I'm buying in bulk here.
That's what you got from that?
And also, beside the point, like maybe I don't want to get in the gym or pick anything up. I just want to come here and be convenienced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm spending my money. I'm a customer.
Look at them complaining about picking up this water to scan it. You need to get in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now. Jeez. Sorry. Coming up, it's our weekly college football weekend preview presented by Wrangler. And this weekend, we got a bunch of driveway games in college football. I'll explain what I mean next. It's in the loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.